We love hip hop.
I'm not used to foreign smells. I'm sure the sound
foreign
effects are
smells.
Good.
We love hip hop.
Definitely haven't been out in these dating streets.
How do you know?
Love hip hop. We love hip hop.
Let me hear you sound, Destiny.
Hello. Hello.
You know I'm a stickler when it comes to this audio stuff, right?
Yeah, actually, maybe you can help me get better audio for my channel because everybody
right into the top of the mic. I'm gonna keep on doing that the whole episode
because everybody complains.
You hear your sound right there?
Yeah, I can hear it. It sounds fine, right?
Yeah. So, as you always want to sound like that.
Okay.
That nice tonality of your voice, the sweetness of it. You know what I'm saying? let's talk about it.
Until you're getting your ass cussed out.
We're recording, by the way.
Are we?
Just tell me the story that you're about to tell me.
What was the story?
About me being a sick audio engineer for you in the future.
Oh, because people complain about my audio on the YouTube. It's just shit, right? And the echoing off of the hardwood and stuff. But I tried to get a mic and attach it and it didn't really, just didn't work on my laptop.
Right into the top.
In my laptop. So I might ask for help about that.
We got lav mics over here. We're over here at the Visionary Arts Center. That's where we record this. But we got lav mics here. We got, what do you call that? Now, Mr. Audio Engineer can't even remember the fucking directional mics there that you put on the tops of those cameras and they're boom mics. You know what I'm saying? You might need a boom mic.
But I use on the phone, I use my phone or my laptop. I don't use an actual like camera.
Yeah, so there's these boom mics, and like this is a little bit technical for the audio audience who gives a shit about the shit. There's these boom mics that you can use that you could just like plug into your laptop or whatever, and it's just one mic that's just sticking towards you. You could put it on like anywhere, like on your table or whatever, and it'll pick up voices directionally.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
It just sits on the table.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll make sure you handle right.
Thank you.
We love hip hop.
Gucci.
Wow, go ahead.
We should have filmed the show from a long time ago. The show is already done.
We had a whole episode before.
Yeah, we had a whole episode. I read Ricky for Phil.
Okay, hold on. Before we even start, because I salute to Empress, right? That's one of the team over here. I have some
sage.
Okay, put me onto some game because you're into the different.
Oh, you have sage. You have Santo Paulo.
This is Santo Paulo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which what comes do I from do the with Amazon? This? So these are smudging tools essentially used to cleanse your space of negative energy, mm-hmm. either of yourself or others.
Okay.
It can also increase the air quality in a room. So if you smoke a cigarette, for example, that brings the air quality in a room down.
Mm-hmm.
You burn this, it'll help increase, purify the air and bring the air quality up higher. Obviously, frankincense. smudgealot.com frankincense does this the strongest. It's been used historically forever for cleansing the air, increasing the air quality, but also for spiritual purging. Meaning if I burn frankincense in front of certain people, sage, okay, Santo Paulo, okay, but frankincense, if I burn it in a room full of people,
mm-hmm.
someone is going to respond negatively. And essentially it's an antiseptic. So it's essentially going to trigger up any low vibrational filth that's in somebody's even spirit.
Jesus Christ. I might fucking puke all over the place today.
Yeah, he might.
It'll be interesting episode.
Hold on. I'm going to put some of the sage on myself and purge myself. I'm just playing.
Purge myself. Fucking guy.
You're welcome back. Queen Cups in the motherfucking building. Hold on.
I love Toronto and I love hip hop. But I'm not a rapper.
Let's get some shit started. I got some music to play here today. Let's start with what Gucci's choice is. You say you want to start it from like the middle?
Yeah, 1 minute and 14 seconds.
Holy, let's make a specific. Yeah. Big salute to Doobie. Get the shit started. Hold on, I want to hear the intro. episode 280. We back like cooked crack. Get well soon, Gutsy.
Allah.
This guy's the COVID king.
Big up, Gutsy. This is the track, though. This track goes hard. You know what I mean? Shout out to Doobie, man.
We love hip hop. So a nigga turn right to the violence. Put a switch on the back of the Glock. Who hit the fastest? Told me not to do it, but I ran them knots. See, I was trapping, bullets hit me. Brody collecting hits. They like, don't you do that shit no more. What if they lose a nigga? I get in my feelings. Calm my wall. Like, hold up, feel that vehicle. It gets hard to love.
Oh, we put music in the game.
It gets hard to trust up in these streets. I ain't trust none. It gets hard to trust up in these streets. I ain't trust none.
At the back of the floor playing with 4-5, 2 Percocet, call me a deuce. Still a nigga can't feel right. Outside, had nothing to do. Tryna hit me a lick. We had extendo all in the crib. Wanna be a boss?
It's about to go down.
What you in here for?
Mix with the Gucci.
Yo, it's Gucci.
I got you. Watch this.
I was feeling a lot, I didn't eat a lot, I had to make a lot, I ain't wanna take no lies. So high, you're like a lullaby. Set me free, I miss my soul dust. I remember autumn nights, bitter to burn off, just can't let up. I can't rest, I stay up, he can't run or get up. You know that I'm cool to take us, get that call, we shake some. Pop out, shoot out, play off, forever we spend no days off. All these drugs are locked up, I pray I...
Yeah, let's get into some vibe, yo. Big made an announcement today. OVO Fest, July 29th. Let's go.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey. You ready,
Destiny? Yeah. Forgotten. Hey, hey, hey.
I drink lots.
You took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, you fucking
with Drake? Hey, hey. And I feel it taking over. I better find your love.
We love hip hop.
This Virginia done me off already.
We love hip hop.
I'm blessed for real. I might just say how I feel.
Jeez.
I'm blessed for real.
For the listening audience, that seems on the table at this point.
Don't switch on me. I got big plans.
Hold up. There you go. Give him a little bit more speed.
We'll speak about my speed. I don't know about what my speed.
Let's go.
We love hip-hop.
For the people who are driving in their cars right now on the way to the office, say, you gotta show them some love. You know how it go. At this point, Destiny's doing the three-step house music dance, four on the floor dance. You know what I mean?
I listen to house music.
Of course.
Dubstep,
all that. If I come around,
you know this dude?
You
don't know this dude. Niggas ain't listening to this album yet.
Wind up in a mirror. If I was in your shoes, I would hate myself. Left all the
things behind
to be with someone else. Why should I fake it anymore? If I find the thing that worked, that can you take it anymore?
Turn the air conditioner off, y'all.
This time I have
put the windows down.
You waste anymore. You realize it now, and you mean it.
Ladies,
let's go green. It's a little
you miss the days when I was gripping on it.
We love hip hop.
And I just thinking on it. I moved on so long ago.
I'm
still thinking about me though.
Beer, love.
I'm gonna drink all of this.
So hold on. Genuinely speaking, do you feel like you get the love back? Do you feel like it's mutual? Do you feel like Drake loves you as much as you love Drake, right? Because I feel I encourage everybody to know their favorite rapper. Mm. I love a bunch of rappers, but my favorite rapper I know personally. So you love Drake. You feel like he gives you that love and respect back, knowing very well you have a platform that's probably one third dedicated at least to him. What do you get back in that
one
relationship?
Third, holy.
What do you get back in the relationship with Drake? What do you get back? What it's like? What is it like being a podcast that supports that man? You know, what do you get back?
A lot of love.
No, I'm just curious. I want to know what that looks like. I'm not even trying to be away.
We'll be over your best.
Okay.
Things are working for some reason. I believe.
Out here with my friend.
Green comes in the building. Hold on, one more.
The love's got to be mutual. I'm not worried, man. I was just asking a question. I don't know.
He'll be watching this episode at the edge of his seat.
Let's hope he watches your shit.
Oh, you ain't know?
We love hip hop.
That's studio session talk right there.
Hey, let me not pull out my
hanging on my neck. My brother name is Tina Dollar. Stop all that back and forth over the neck. My mama wish I would've went corporate. She wish I would've went exec.
Episode 280.
Still turn to a CEO. So the
we're doing a long jam session today.
Hey, two sprinters to Quebec. Cherie, who am on back?
Oh, Cherie,
they only giving niggas
back.
Plus one. So I never pull up to the Met. You know I gotta bring the set.
You
know I gotta bring the block. You know I gotta bring the D block. You know I
gotta bring the D block.
So you want to know about the reciprocation of love from Aubrey Graham, a.k.a. The Boy, a.k.a. The Sixth God, a.k.a. Drizzy Drake.
It wasn't. I just wanted to know if it was mutual. You know what I'm saying? Like you give a lot of, I'm just saying you've given a lot of love to him over the years. I don't know what your business is. I haven't talked to you in years myself. Does he give you love? Does he support the channel? Does he post it on his shit? Is he telling you that in maybe a year or two he'll do an interview with you, like anything. I'm just asking. I don't know.
Hold on, the questions. Hold on, I'm gonna throw a little bit of some sound effects on that one.
Those use these buttons.
Really good.
You know them questions off by heart.
Well, I got a new one.
What's
here
this
today.
Program?
Okay. I don't want to go through the itemized list because I don't like stunting in public and all that. And
guys, it's not that serious of a question. It's just, is it reciprocal?
Yeah. I'll say yes. Without going through the list of all of the reasons why, yeah. I'll say yes.
All right. Nice.
But let's get it popping. We are it's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday with Shred, a.k.a. Sorry Not Sorry, I Pissed You Off, a.k.a. 100 Blunts to the Head, a.k.a. No more a.k.a.s for the day. We back over here. Episode 280, over here at the Visionary Arts Center. We got Gucci Gooch in the building.
Gang.
Gutsy Guts got the vid. He's home coughing, trying to recover. But we have Queen Cups, a.k.a. Destiny in the motherfucking building. I don't know why you keep on saying you're old.
No, I'm just
like
making fun because
day.
Everybody says you're old.
No.
I'm 34.
Stop this. So let's do a mental health check before we get into it. And the cards are on the table here. There's a few smoky things happening. So you got some, what, this is the frankincense?
So yes, this is one of my businesses, mm-hmm. smudgealot.com. I am a frankincense importer and retailer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy your smudge kit, the burner, the resin. All of the resin is 100% sustainably sourced, ethically traded, and high quality enough to eat.
Jeez.
Shout out to everybody who was out at Afrofest to check out our booth. Thank you guys. That was fun. And of course, I'm on YouTube / Queen Cup.
Queen Cups. Hold on a second.
It's not cups. It's just one cup.
Queen Cup.
Yeah.
Subscribe to her. Let's start with you then. So what's going on with you? What's it's been like, what, 2 years, maybe three since the last time you were over here or over at the Youngsterdam with us?
Right. It's been a long time. Since then, I've incorporated two businesses. YouTube, but also the Smudge a Lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a passion for frankincense for years, and I've been selling it for a few years. But once I nailed down the supply chain, and we were really just able to start something, I brought my mom in. So my mom now does all the financials and owns the business with me. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, just I finally got to travel. I wasn't into the whole COVID business and what Canada was doing, locking down all the unvaccinated people. Just so that you're aware, Canada is in court. we'll be in going to trial in September for
the whole country.
Canada is like going to trial. Yeah, the government is going to trial because of what they did to our civil rights, essentially.
Interesting.
They made it illegal for us to leave our country unvaccinated. I mean, they could do that. They could say anything. They could say it's because you're Black. They could say it's because you're a woman under the age of 40. They could say it's because anything.
So
that's a huge issue. So I have really, over the past couple of years, especially in this last, I'd say 6 months, really have gotten more in touch with the diaspora, more in touch with immigration. I personally believe that immigration is going to be a really hot topic in the next couple of years, especially in melting pots like, you know, North America, you know, Britain, all these kind of places, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, this whole narrative of America, Canada, and the UK being the land of the free is being debunked. And these things, these kind of things, COVID essentially revealed a lot of things that are putting people in a position to be consciously aware, like, where do you want to live? You do have a say. And we were part of a narrative where, you know, if you wanted any opportunity, you had to come here.
Yeah.
And most of where we immigrate from is considered third world, right? I'm mixed. So my mom's Italian. That's not considered third world, but my dad's Jamaican and that is.
Yeah.
Right. So I just came back from Jamaica and I found it really hard to return. Part of it is because of the loss of freedom, right? So there's a lot of socioeconomical problems and issues in Jamaica, no doubt. But at least you're going through those issues as a free person. Where here, ironically enough, what has been marketed as the land of the free has proven not to be so free.
Well, at least over the last 2 to 3 years or well, 2 years.
I don't think it ever was. I just think the last 3 years brought a sense of conscious awareness to the collective. A lot of these issues that have come up, you know what I'm saying, are pre-existing issues that have been around for a really long time that we were not consciously aware enough. We didn't care about.
Yeah.
But then COVID hit and then certain things got triggered and we really started to care.
It started exposing itself.
Right. All these movements started popping off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody has to have a cause now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like we're in a new era, you know? So for me, the always the number one driving force for me has been freedom. So when I got consciously aware enough to realize how free I wasn't, I started really thinking about where to go. And for those of you in the Caribbean that are looking for ways out of Canada, you know, there's a lot of connections between Canada, the Caribbean, and Africa that are linked to farming, you know, that offer housing. There's the industrial revolution is happening in Africa. So in the next 50 years, Africa is literally going to be the hottest place to live, work. the cost of living is going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
It's going to be the land of opportunity. Right. And people find that hard to believe, but that's what happened here.
Yeah.
This has happened several times, right?
So not to interrupt you, like
no,
you just
okay.
came back from Jamaica and stuff like that, right? and we're gonna do our intros, full intros in a second. How was like the airports and stuff when you were on the way back?
Oh, the airports. So I'm unvaccinated. Shout out Unvaccinated Canada. Okay. I'm still unvaccinated too. So the airport, so the whole airport situation is really funny, right? Because the government thought it wouldn't matter firing 4 million people because they refused to take the vaccine. And now we see that all the staffing shortages that they refused to link to this decision to fire all unvaccinated people is really the problem.
Yeah, straight.
So this is karma. This is what you get. Air Canada, shout out WestJet, because you really have to become consumer conscious, right? Because Air Canada was the worst with firing people and all that shit. Air Canada to date is canceling flights, losing baggage. It's a total shit show.
They said that number right now, statistically, thank you.
It's the worst water.
It's Canada is the number, or the Pearson Airport, the Toronto Pearson Airport is the number one airport in the world for delays.
First of all, Pearson was already on the top 10 worst airports in the world because of customer service and racism. That was internationally known. I didn't make that up. So they already had a bad reputation. Hold on, gunshots coming. They've already had a bad reputation, and this just showed, it just made it even more known to the public how fucking stupid these people are and how self-absorbed, right? But I was fine on WestJet. Like when I came back home, Air Canada's flight was delayed. All these people had to wait until like 8, 9 o'clock. They're getting food vouchers. And WestJet was toting along. All the ghetto little smaller airlines were fine. Okay. But the big Air Canada wasn't doing so hot because they fired the most people. So, but coming back, if you're unvaccinated, just so you know, coming back, they really try to like fear mongle you into a process. I can't, for legal reasons, I can't tell you what to do, but just know you can't, you know your rights, because legally you can't know be bullied, okay, into some of the things that they are demanding. So just know your rights, know you're fine. If you're unvaccinated, the ban is lifted. Canada is in court, and trial will start September for this. So stay tuned. And watch your government get ripped. It'll be great.
Unvaccinated too.
Yay. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Straight up. I feel like we should be very proud. Friday all 4 nothing. Million of us. All 4 million of us should be proud because we didn't fall. We stood for something and we didn't fall for nothing. Okay. I didn't take no jab. These people didn't convince me into doing nothing like that. You know, it's okay. Your relationship with the Matrix is different. Why are you gonna laugh so hard? He's the worst. You gave him a mic too. He's laughing.
No,
at
he has a mic every week.
Yeah. I just building, yo.
But look, yo, welcome back to Toronto, and welcome back to
Toronto. Podcast. I just went for a week and a half.
Oh well, shit! But you made it back. Thanks. You know Gucci, talk to us, man.
Gag, gag.
Hold on, I got a new sound effect.
But nah, shout out to the supporters, man. You know what I mean? Keep like supporting, showing us love, and shout out to the team. You know what I mean? Shout out to Gutsy, man. Yo, yeah, get man. Well, get well, man. I don't know why you keep getting COVID, bro.
The COVID king, bro. Yo, I'm telling
I don't
you,
know
bro.
What's going on, but yeah. I gotta say, shout out to the people at Salsa Fest, man. I mean, because I got a lot of love when I went out there. And I mean, shout out to people that stopped me and said, yo, I see you on TV. Yo, we love hip hop. Cool, Gucci, huh? Gucci. So, you know, I mean, shout you guys out for sure. Be love. You already know, man. It's your boy, Gucci Gang. Oh,
yeah, man. We back at it, man. Episode 280. And listen, thank you for coming through once again. No, it's
and on short notice.
On short notice too. You know what I mean? And it's good to have some female energy in the room. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be going through a bunch of different topics. As far as shout outs, salute to all the people out there who we hit me up in the streets, giving me the salutes from the FedEx guys, the people who are working construction, whatever. Big up to all y'all. Salute to the whole Cubicle Gang, the 9 to 5ers doing your thing, listening to us in the earbuds, whether it's on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, any of the listening platforms where you may find us on. And salute to the subscribers. Make sure to hit that subscribe button, the like button, and share the video. Scene. We got a few things that I want to go through as far as topics and the top six music videos that none of us actually used to see before anyway. So when we watch the videos, it'll be for the first time for you probably and us too. So okay. Don't worry about that. But we also have these cards on the table. So we're going to be getting, I'm going to be getting a live reading then today.
Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Not yet. Let's do one topic first and then we'll get into the live reading.
Okay.
Now, as far as like some things that are going on in the news, the first thing that I have here is a video was released from the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting that happened about a month ago now, or almost a month ago. And the video reveals that the policemen were inside of the school for 80 minutes while the shooting was going on before moving in to apprehend or even like to get the killer, right? So I'm going to show just a little piece of the video here because it is graphic. Trigger warning for anybody who is watching this on the YouTube. And I'm not going to show it on the YouTube because I'm not trying to get this shit taken the fuck down.
11:33 a.m. An 18-year-old with an AR-15 is in the school. He turns a corner, walks toward a classroom. A little boy peers down the hallway. And moments later, the rapid fire of bullets. By 11:36, police are there, guns drawn, bulletproof vests on. They run toward the shots. But within a minute, they come under fire. Grazed by bullets, they retreat.
Look at these motherfuckers.
Here's a sped-up time-lapse of what's next.
Look at this sped-up time-lapse.
More officers, more equipment. At 12:21, more than 10 of those officers, some with rifles and shields visible, fall into line. They approach the classroom but still don't go in for 28 more minutes.
Another
sped-up time-lapse until 12:50 p.m.
Yo, that's a mod thing. It's actually making my skin crawl. 77
minutes after that shooter first walked into this hallway, police took him out.
You know, it's difficult.
74 minutes, they said, after he was in the police went into the hallway, they finally took him out. What y'all think about that, yo? Now that this is revealed, like, should it be lawsuits against these policemen? Like, what's y'all opinions on this? Because this is like just came out like yesterday. And 2 days ago for the people who are watching this or listening to this.
To me, it looks like they were scared. None of them was trying to lose their life. That's why it took 70 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
They did not want to go inside.
Yeah.
They did not want to risk their own life.
Yeah. Destiny.
I don't think there's really any, I really don't think there's anything to say about it. What are we deciphering why it took so long? Because like what he said, who wants to rush into losing their life? The man it's a standoff, fam. I don't think 80 minutes is a long time. If you watch standoffs in people's yards, police can be there for all fucking 4-8 hours, all kinds of crazy shit. So I don't even know what we're.
Yeah, but there's gunshots going off. There's one thing when they have standoffs and there's no shots going off. Once shots start going off, and this is just from what I see in the movies. I don't know in real life, right? Mm-hmm. When shots start going off into bank robbery standoffs and stuff like that, then they start getting into action. Like they feel like somebody's getting hurt at this point, right? I feel like these guys were too scared, fam.
Yeah.
Like I feel like there's a class action lawsuit on the way when it comes to this.
Yeah,
if I was one of the parents, I'd be trying to file a class action lawsuit at this point. If you see this video and you see that these guys are not going to try to rescue your children.
Yeah.
These parents have a lot more reasons before today to go and make class action lawsuits. Okay. Over a lot of other things. I don't know. I think we should move on off the shooting thing. I mean,
yeah, man. Listen, RIP to those young kids that were in that situation right there. Condolences to the families of everybody there.
Condolences to the families.
And yeah, it's just a really tragic incident that went down. Let's do one more thing here before we get to the reading here. Drake has an announcement now for the OVO Fest, finally. So he had posted on his Instagram that he was going to be making an announcement. I don't know, maybe a couple of days ago. And people are speculating because they had just dropped the album, the Honestly Nevermind album. So they're like, is it another album? You know, different speculations, right? Because the boy always got a bunch of shit going on. Yeah. However, he has announced that he's doing October World Weekend. Okay, so it's the Road to OVO Fest tour. Let me go to his page here because he actually gave a little bit more detail of what they're going to be doing. Because OVO Fest hasn't been on for like the last 2 years since the whole pandemic and shit went down. So this is the first time it's going to be coming back, but they're going to be doing something bigger with it. So he says here on his Instagram, October World World Weekend, I am currently working on bringing OVO Fest around the world in 2023 for the 10th anniversary. But of course, we wanted to turn the city up for the summer. More event announcements to come. Tickets on sale Friday. All right. There's going to be Chris Brown and Lil Baby on the 29th on the Budweiser stage. There's something called the All-Canadian North Stars. What's that all about? That's what I want. That's what I'd like to see. You know what I'm saying? Like
North Stars?
Yeah, that's also on the 29th. Or sorry, on the 28th. Thursday the 28th.
That's probably like for all the underground rappers. It has to be.
Mm-hmm. And there's no announcements as far as like who's in the bill for the all Canadian North Stars.
That's crazy.
All right? So that's going to be a good look for the Thursday night because I don't know if y'all remember the last time they did OVO Fest. They had the R&B night the first night or something like that with Lloyd, mm-hmm. whole bunch of, or no, 90s night. Like 90s R&B in early 2000s and like Lloyd and Ashanti and a whole bunch of people. So to have an all-Canadian theme for the first night, dope.
No, I know who's going to be in there. Smiley, mm-hmm. TV Gucci. Like I know, sir. Like automatics.
You never know though, because remember, they could have them on the last night too, right? As openers.
Yeah.
The 29th, the Friday the 29th, is going to have Chris Brown and Lil Baby. And August 1st, the last night, Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj Young Money reunion. So that should be big. Nicki Minaj will be in town. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We'll be doing our thing. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a lace front weekend.
Oh, by the way, Nicki Minaj is just fat. She's not pregnant. Just for anybody who wants to know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I hit the air horns for that. But that's what she said.
Oh, people are calling her like...
No, there was like a video of her like twerking on one of her stage shows or something like that.
And she looks pregnant?
Or no, I don't remember exactly. I don't really follow up on all Nicki Minaj news or whatever, but I think she was on Instagram and people were like, hey, yo, congratulations and whatever, whatever. And she was like, yo, you bugging, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, I'm not pregnant, I'm fat. Or I'm not fat, I'm pregnant.
Oh, right? She said that. Wow.
But then she was like, oh, no, I don't know what the fuck she was on. She's like, no, actually, I'm not pregnant, I'm fat. whatever, stupid shit. Okay, let's get to the fucking card reading here. Queen Cup in the motherfucking building. I see you got the cards in your hand here. Take us through the process here of what a tarot reading is going to be. Or my tarot.
So I've just been meditating while you've been talking about nothingness.
You don't be into all of this like pop media fuckery news.
No, it's an energy vamp that makes other people abundant other than you. If you just knew how energy worked, you would understand. But anyway.
It's like low vibration shit.
So essentially, I'm just going to shuffle up. I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to pull cards for you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I already read you. But I feel like you want to share, which I think is part of the message for you. This openness to share, this vulnerability. I feel like it's being vulnerable, getting a reading, especially by somebody like me. And I feel like that's what you're intuitively being channeled to try to do more. Because I feel like the lack of progression when it comes to, and I'm not saying your platform isn't progressing, but it could expand way further. And that is because you've created this, this is a reflection of your expansion. So you being vulnerable and open is going to help you with expansion. And then everything else grows. The money grows, the platforms grow, the views grow, everything grows, right? But it starts with from within and you're looking at it the other way, right? So I just wanted to acknowledge, I think that it's good that you're being vulnerable this way, you know?
I try to be transparent with the audience, you know what I'm saying?
It's more so that's being possible. Vulnerable with yourself. If you don't go through those depths and you remain shallow with yourself, being transparent is going to seem easy. Mm. But as you start to really explore the depths of what you're thinking and feeling, being transparent gets a little bit.
I want to hold some of that stuff.
Right. Because it's starting to get personal. But when you're shallow, it's easy to be an open book.
Mm.
Right. Takes courage to have vulnerability when you have true depths and you're aware and consciously aware of those depths. All right. But let's pray. Creator God, Prime Source, Ancestors, Guardian Angels, thank you for rising me up out of my bed this morning. And thank you for connecting me with the collective every day. Right now, please allow me to communicate clearly to Ricky any messages, all the messages that are in his greatest good surrounding his material abundance, sustenance, the relationships closest to him, his personal ascension and development, and any other messages that you deem worthy at this time. Thank you, Creator God, Prime Source, Ancestors, Guardian Angels, for everything you do for me, Ricky, the collective, on a regular, all the healing energy, the support, the love, the guidance, and the protection. We are nothing without it, and we are nothing without you. So glory be to the Most High forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
You see? So we've got the Fool, and we've got the Eight of Coins.
Bring that camera over here a little bit closer, Roosh.
It's all right.
You got it right there? No, I was limited. Right. I'll
explain. The Fool is at the beginning. It's the first major arcana. And essentially, it's where the journey starts. And the Eight of Coins speaks about work. So this is speaking about him being at a stage, or you, should I say, being at a stage you've mastered something. Mm. But it's the eight. You can still progress to the 10. So you'd have to put your ego to the side. You'd have to overcome some kind of fear. And you would have to take a leap of faith to get to the 9 and to the 10. The 9 is where you're feeling like a certain level of success should be owed to you because of all the work that you've put in and you're not getting it yet. Mm-hmm. And the universe is trying to say, because it requires a leap of faith. Something, I don't know what this is. You know within your soul where you feel uncomfortable, because it's pushing you closer to this edge, meaning do something different. Mm-hmm. Take a risk. Take a leap of faith on love. This could have anything to do with your heart. When you have a broken heart, it feels a lot scarier and a lot more like a risk to follow anything your heart tries to do or mm-hmm. tries to lead you. And it's not just to love and romance. It could be to your heart's desires, passions, gifts that you have in yourself. You know what I'm saying? So this could be a very uncomfortable time, but it could be a very transformative time for you. Right. Should you be open to the newness and put yourself through a bit of the discomfort. The discomfort is associated with your ego, Bretta. Remember me tell you that. Look at the Five of Swords. This is the ego, the vision of power, radical intelligence. This could be a very petty energy. We talked about this without going into the conversation. This is where
show that to the camera as well.
This is because we talked about this earlier and we're not going to go into it, but this is the petty shit. When you feel triggered, you'll go low. And it's like, your lowest vibrational qualities just start oozing out. And it's only because something was triggered, some kind of pain, something sensitive. And then you reflect back and you go, maybe that wasn't the best thing, or feel like you got played out of your position. You understand? Mm-hmm. Identify what triggered that. It has nothing to do with the person. They were sent by God. They could have been anybody to trigger you. What was the trigger, brother? What got you to go low? What got you to come off your path? What got you to lose focus and give energy where you know it doesn't deserve? Don't care about what took the energy. Care about the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They can hear me. You don't have to worry. Don't deflect. They can hear me.
No, I'm just making sure.
I think your neighbors down the way can hear me. Okay.
I'm just making sure for our listening audience.
Oh, they can hear.
They don't have a visual aid, right? So they're just going straight off your voice.
The deep manly voice.
Okay, that's three cards that you pulled right there. How many cards are we doing?
Don't worry about that. That's not about... See, this is another thing about control, right? Your need to have control over things. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a reading for you. You don't have no business with how many cards I pull. You're just wanting me to give you messages, right? But somehow you had to try to find a way to control that, because you need that to feel safe. You think a joke me a make. You guys laugh because he's a grown man. But if you saw the little boy in him that does that to feel safe, no one would laugh. Everybody would take it super serious. But it's because it's a man we're talking about. But there's a little boy in every man and there's a little girl in every woman. Mm. Remember me tell you that. That's why we can go on so immature, no, regardless of our age.
That's a fact.
Minimum. I'm so rude. Let me just, I'm here with the fellas. I like having attitude
with the
fellas.
I'm here for this. Let's do it.
All right. Let's see what else. I want you, while I'm doing this, I want you to shuffle these because you're going to pull one of these when you're ready. Just one. If you feel drawn to two, two, but all right. Let's see what else though with the tarot. I feel like this mic is going to like give me a black eye. Like it's so close to my face. Fam. There we go. Thank you.
There you go.
It's all about my girl. All right. Thank you, Creator God, Prime Source, Ancestors. Let's see. Right away, Knight of Cups. There's the vulnerability. This is the leap of faith. This could actually be surrounding reconciling some kind of connection. But it's Five of Swords. This is hurt people, hurt people. You won't do that if you feel like you've been hurt. And it's different for other people, you know, coworkers or friends along the way. But when in matters of the heart, yeah, that's because matters of the heart are what teach you these harsh lessons about your stubbornness and your ego, family. Where in the workplace, it'll trigger you, but you'll be like soft and you'll be off that. But in this, this is the Knight of Cups. Look at all the gear you have on. Don't even ask no questions, fam. Look at all the gear. Because he just has to, there's nothing for him to ask.
Okay, continue.
Look at all the armor. Look how heavily guarded your heart and any behavior that is a reflection of your heart is. It is so fucking guarded.
Hold on. What I was going to say is the last time we did a reading, okay, if rewind in the, in the catalog, right? I feel like you pulled this card before.
Oh, maybe I did.
That's why I had a good interruption
people,
for you.
Because people who usually don't do readings, they'll remember the cards they got.
No,
if
I
they don't do them
the,
often, right? I'm gonna look back and see.
Yeah,
I'm not, but that means there's lack of growth. No, I'm just...
Yo.
I'm just joking. It's too fun. It's too fun. All right. And my brother can handle it. He's all right.
Okay.
Anyways, luckily about being old, your skin gets thick.
It's thick
right?
as fuck. I'm so much enjoying
your foot
this,
back. No, I'm just joking. All right, let's see what else though. I think you're getting serious. I think you're on. I think you're taking in everything.
Everything
you're
saying. Like no matter how
I wouldn't
much
carry on if I didn't.
Where we got like podcast jokes or whatever. I'm definitely taking in every.
I do
one
feel
of these
that
cards,
way.
Every message that you're conveying through the cards.
This fucking guy, yo. It's the Hierophant in the reverse. So this can mean several things.
So the what?
This is the Hierophant in reverse. This can mean several things. This could mean you are in some kind of legal battle or some kind of back and forth with some kind of organization because the Hierophant can be an institution. Mm-hmm. It could be a government. It could be a building, some kind of corporation. I just see a back and forth between, or you could feel like an organization, a company frauded you and you want to try to like take some civil action. This, I don't know what this is. Other than that, if the Hierophant is you, this is your morals and your beliefs are being put aside because you've been triggered. So you have beliefs and you have a moral compass.
Interesting.
But when you're triggered, it's like it goes out the door. And then you get petty and you don't project what you believe, family. That's what I'm trying to say. And if this is surrounding this night energy, this is your refusal to commit. I told you last time this will leave you lonely, family. I swear to God, yo. And you don't want that. You have to honor that because the coldness and that thickness is going to make you think you don't and you're fine and you're not.
You speak some facts.
Thank you for accepting it because that's how you're going to make the change. You don't want it to, you have a lot of abundance, but you want to take it to the next level. You want wealth. And the smarter and older and more mature you get, you start to understand what wealth really is. And it's so much more than money and views.
No, wealth is
the money and the views.
It's not a numeric, before you continue, there's not a numeric number. There's not a number on what wealth is. You know what I'm saying? It's the freedom to be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it, make sure that your family's okay, and just not have those stresses that life usually brings people, like the bills
love
and all that other shit. You know
peace, romance, health, money, security.
Mm-hmm. to be able to family, explore your real self.
Friends, this is wealth. Mm-hmm. And the accumulation of it in one present moment, meaning you don't have one form of wealth, one part of it, and then lose that and have another. Real wealthy people learn how to have the energy vibration to maintain it all. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. That's why not everybody's got one.
Mm.
You get me?
Sound effect for that.
Sky with the 1992 fucking club.
We potting out here.
If you could, if you guys could see his screen, there's just these buttons and he's got them all listed of all these. It's just funny to me. And it's taking up the majority of his screen. There's nothing else he can see on this.
That's all I need to see, yo.
This guy. All right.
We love hip hop.
Did you pick your card?
Yes. Well, no, I didn't. I'm lying. Okay. I'm going to pick one right now.
Go ahead. Any other messages?
It says, Father. Oh, can I read it now?
Not yet.
Because I don't want to fuck it up.
And the Two of Cups. This is love. This is romance. This is not just fleeting romance. This man wants to ground himself in a love connection and is struggling to commit to everything that comes with the high vibrational connection that he desires truthfully. So instead of committing, he's the Knight of Cups, and he never gets the depth of love and connectivity that he desires. He just gets mirrored back to him the lack of availability and just hurt. He gets hurt more and more. And so do you. But you're too gangster to admit it, right?
Oh, shit. Are you talking to Gucci?
Oh, because they're... No, not Gucci. In the camera.
Oh.
Yeah. Gucci's yeah, actually pretty. Gucci's actually pretty. His heart chakra is actually pretty open.
Gucci, you see that?
You'd be surprised. Like, his ego doesn't make him into something weird. You know what I'm saying?
That energy just from like
he's cool and saucy and he's Gucci and all that stuff. But I feel like you could reason with Gucci. I don't feel like his ego could definitely take over. But just in my interaction, I feel a person. Not an ego that I have to try to chip at and knock down because this guy's, you know, moving away.
No.
I like the vibes. I feel like the vibes are good still. I like your studio. It's amazing. Congratulations again.
Thank you. I have this card here. Do you want me to read it now?
Yeah.
So it says, Father of the Sky. So
we're going to read this from the book. The Ancestor's Dreamtime Oracle.
Ancestor's Dreamtime Oracle.
And it just opened up right there.
Boom. Father of the
Sky. Okay, let me have a drink. I'm fucking foaming at the mouth.
Queen cup in the building.
I love that picture of Muhammad Ali. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. I think that's the youngest picture I've ever seen.
I don't even remember where I got that. I think it was in Kensington somewhere.
It's beautiful. You should actually put it back here so you can see it. Anyways, one day an emu and a kangaroo were sitting around talking and arguing over which of them was the fastest. After some heated discussion, they both decided that a race would be the best way to settle the argument or a rap battle. I'm just joking. As they looked out to the distant desert, they decided that the finish line would be at the edge of the desert where the red dirt met the blue sky. On the count of three, they were both off, running. They ran and ran and ran and both kept up with each other. But as fast as they ran, they felt like the finish line wasn't getting any closer. Eventually, the emu and the kangaroo both fell to the floor, exhausted and huffing and puffing from the very long run. As they lay on the ground, panting, looking up into the sky, they wondered why they couldn't reach the finish line and yet had run so far. As they lay there, they watched the clouds moving through the sky and realized that Sky Father, who surrounded them, had no beginning and no end and was infinite. And there was no finish line. They both laughed and laughed at their stupidity and decided that the race was a tie. Dreamtime message. Sometimes things feel as though they are out of your reach and they no longer, and that no matter what you do, you just can't quite get there. Sometimes it's because it's impossible, yet you are unwilling to accept the reality of this. Change your way of thinking and look at things in a different light. This may be a situation you cannot change, but it does not mean failure, just adaptation. This deck is very but I think I read you for filth enough for one day. And I think you took it like a champ. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You didn't lash out. You know, I didn't have to cuss you out because you got mad or because of something I said. You really just took it from the heart because it doesn't come from a place of ego. It genuinely comes from a place of humanness, yeah, you know? So yeah. I appreciate you just receiving what I'm saying. And just also, I just have to say it. I mentioned it to you before, but expand this family.
Mm.
Don't let this platform be a very narrow perspective on what hip hop is. We love hip hop, Toronto. That's a very big statement. If you really break down what hip hop is.
Take the Toronto part out, because just we love hip hop.
But it's Toronto.
We're here in Toronto.
Right? So if you really break down what hip hop is, that's graphic arts. That's rhyming in any form, including R&B. You know, that's dancing. There's so much. And this platform is giving you a sliver, which is why there's the sliver of the amount of views and subscriptions that there could be on here. And it has nothing to do with anything other than your need to adapt and evolve and be open. And guys, just so you know, Ricky's a lot more sensitive than he puts on. Okay. So when you guys lash out at him, it triggers him and he lashes back.
No. Don't do that. Cause you know, we're on the internet, fam.
It's
you
true.
You can't do that with the internet. Especially, and you know this, you're on the internet.
Excuse me? What are you talking about? I can't do what?
You can't tell the internet, don't pick on somebody.
No, I'm not saying not to pick on you, but if you do.
You can't tell the internet that a person is sensitive and what they're saying bothers them. Because it doesn't, guys. It doesn't. Right? Because you know what ends up happening?
If
you know this, fam.
No, don't. No, it doesn't. It's until you stop caring. I can say I'm sensitive. I can cry. I can do all that. Nobody's coming for me. You have to. You can't let your ego do this to you, family.
When you ever see somebody on the internet that, going off, right?
That,
and they're like, yo, you guys are hurting my feelings. You're triggering me.
No, I'm
you
just ever look all in the I'm comments saying is see that what he is in a human comments? Being because you cater to these low vibrational people that are shocked that they can even afford internet. You can't keep catering. You have to evolve. No. You keep catering to them because of views instead of evolving and trusting that you'll gain more membership and viewership once you evolve and offer new content on account of it. You're still staying here because you want to cater to them, but then you bad chat them and you know they're dumb as shit. So evolve past them. I take that back. Because everybody, I'm not talking about the people. He knows what I'm talking about. He's talking about the people who lash out at him, that talk shit, that aren't actually for him and like really support what he's doing.
Mm.
You understand? I'm not talking about that because I have haters too, but yeah. I have Angel Gang and those are my core and I'm never talking about them.
Angel Gang?
Yeah.
Smooth the Angel Gang, though.
Angel Gang. Anyways.
Okay, so let's get to some music here since, you know, we are hip hop. You know, we love hip hop.
We love hip-hop.
Did I change the name to We Are Hip-Hop? I'm just playing that. All right, let's get to the top six music videos here. Curated here by myself. I found a nice set of videos this week. It's been a little bit of a hiatus for the top six music videos. Also, I want to give a quick salute to Yes Electric Tattoos, where we were at last week. You know what I mean? Thank you for the hospitality, having us over there. Gutsy Guts got to get a tattoo on site, on camera. You know what I'm saying? So once again, salute to them. Salute to Ace. Salute to Corey for doing the tattoo. And yeah, man, we'll be back very soon. But we're back with a top six music video list. And I think I did a pretty good job. But let's get to it. Number six, Young Early, Rico Runtz Freestyle. Let's see what Young Early's up to. Young Early's from B-Town, no? Gucci?
Young Early?
Yeah.
I don't even know where he's from, my God.
It's Tristan's bro.
Oh, and in B-Town?
You? Tristan Thompson's bro.
Yeah, Brampton. I think so, I don't know.
She fucking with me, she loving it. Gets to the back, I'm hella rich. Making these hits feel like Reddit. Gets to the baby, she loving it. Got a new body with new tits. She love a nigga, she posting it. I'm in the hills, yeah, I'm heaven sent. I'm off this gas, yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah, my shooters like Benzes. Yeah, roll him up in a ditch. Heard that nigga, yeah, try to switch. Call him Rico here, bitch. Got the 40, lay on stitch. Leave his body shaking, twitch. Smoke this gas, yeah, bite his head. God got me, I don't need no shit. Off a perky, I don't mean to trip. Wait, I caught a leg. Told the bag, you quick.
Bang it up.
She know
we
I'm
love
in.
Hip-hop.
Switching up my mood, these niggas tryna stop.
We love hip-hop.
I got a feeling this bitch, she tryna
what?
Box.
What is this?
What she tryna do?
Man, still wearing a bubble
cut her off and make some moves.
You gotta be shot at early.
Yeah.
Up in the phone, yeah, it's a cool. Goon this shit, it's a possible.
Yeah, everybody's wearing boots.
These niggas cap, yeah, these niggas fall. Knew he was snitching, school he told. Give her good dick, yeah, I'm from so much. She loving him. Get to the back, I'm hella rich.
What you think, Gooch?
I like it still. He has a bop, you know what I mean? Mm. He always have a bop to his the beats he choose. But I like the flow on it. I like the drip. I like the video too, you know what I mean? And he has a baddie with him, so you know, I have to give it to him.
Mm-hmm. He's doing his thing. I think the video's cool. I like the little like I don't know, acting that they got going on here, like with the white dude and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say is that they didn't really leave the gas station.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they spent way too much time at the gas station. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, gas station.
There's
all
later
night.
That night. There's later that night. Let's see what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
switch it up.
Seems like a different beat. A different track.
Went to Unknown Studios.
Talking,
okay, so yeah, I see
what
Rico
slash
runs.
Freestyle.
Diamonds on my
wrist. Crazy shooter him. Runs up in the
space.
We gon' dodge some shit. Why they try to do me in that? Gotta finesse like Mitch. I'ma catch her on a hoe. Bad bitch and she playing her role. She's talking about fucking the pole. White boy, he shooting like Jimmer. You better call the medic. New watch, I got a padded. She said she got a fetish. I'm on the way, I'm on the way. Push this foreign inside the state. I pop champagne, that's ace of space. Fuck her face after this day. I'm the GOAT, there's no debate. Doing that shit them niggas hate. They try to take food off my plate. We been hearing you talk to the J. These niggas be pussy, these niggas be fake. Little bitch fuck me for a little bit of fame. I'm in this foreign, I'm dodging the hate. They used to hate, now I am the wave. Out of the west, got keeping the safe. She moving so right, she knew on her place. Ain't no bitch eating off my plate. 100%, I'm trying to be great. They talking all that shit. They mad at for they bitch.
Okay. Salute to Young Early on this right there. Before Destiny, you weren't watching the video, but you hear the song. What do you think?
It was okay. It was all right. It was okay.
Not your
okay. Vibe. I like the creative expression.
Well, big salute to Young Early on this one right there. Number 6 in the country this week. Track is called Rico slash Runt Freestyle. But number 5, We Love Hip Hop alumni, Rony. Not for real. For real. Let's see what's going on with Rone Dog. Still waiting on that Rone Dog interview.
Yeah, man. Fuck. Who gonna tell me this is not for real?
Come on, YouTube. Don't play these kind of games.
Fucking dreamer, nigga. Fuck, get right. It's Rone Dog. Hey, who gonna Rogers, tell me right. This is not for real? That bitch location, usually kicking like soccer fields. Huh. No time. Tell me this is not for real. Ay, that bitch okay, she bad, she bougie, we kick it like soccer field. The A's and K's is like a movie, you'll get shot for real. I came from nothing to something, was really a legend, I'm probably a real. You cannot walk in my shoes, nah. See Rony designed the kicks. A stack to walk the rain, yeah. And racks to wipe the list. The shooters go at your brain, they do it with zombie dance. She drive the boy insane, yeah. I block the rock with this. Young boy, things. I had to walk with it on me. Bad boy, mood swings. Don't make me tardy. And she wanna give me panani. And I send it right to my tally. My nigga, he mad wallahi. I stay with a dog like Charlie. That boy, he fold like laundry. I came with a gang of army. Lieutenant and all of these captains. These troops, they walk with Tommies. The fuck, he's calling me Nathan. I learned the track from mommy. I know who was in the past life. A nigga who shot a Nazi. Who gonna tell me this is not for real? That bitch okay, she bad, she bougie, we kick it like soccer field.
Jeez. Don't even on one right now, yo. What'd you think of this, Destiny?
I like this one better. It felt like more like a party vibe. It felt more like a party vibe. I liked it. It was good. I liked the creative expression.
Yeah. Sorry.
It can't get any closer to my face.
No, just so you don't have to like sit up there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. What do you think of the video, yo?
I like the creative expression.
Yeah.
Gave me party vibes. Feel like it makes sense that he shot it because of the beat and the kind of vibe it was getting, like in a club like that.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, man, I'm feeling this track here too. Like, Rony, he kind of laid low for a second, and he wasn't dropping any tunes.
Yeah, I swear I've heard something from him. He's familiar.
No, Rony's the legend out here. Like, he's been putting out music for like a good 10 years, like from when he was a teenager. But like,
he just looks older.
Yeah, he's consistently been putting out music. He went through a little stint in jail, but when he came back, he came back like hella consistent, and he took a little slowdown for a second. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad to see that he came back now for the summer, and the track is fire. Gucci, did you get a chance to hear this? I see you like doing some camera.
I didn't even get to really hear this.
I'll give you another little quick run about it. So.
Who gonna tell me this is not for real? That bitch okay, she bad, she bougie, we can get like that bill. The A's and K's is like a movie, you'll get shot for real. I came from nothing to something, was really a legend, I'm probably a legend, I'm playing. You cannot walk in my shoes, nah. See, Rony designed the kicks. A stack to walk the rain, yeah. And racks to wipe the lips. The shooters go out your brain, they do it with zombie dips. She drive the boy insane, yeah. I blocked the rock with this, hey. Young boy, two things, I had to walk with it.
Okay. Fire. The thing about Rony, he knows how to spit, right? Like, and he always chooses like those beats that just knock, like, you know what I mean? I like this. This is dope. I just felt like he's just missing one thing though.
Yeah, there's like no chicks in the video.
I mean,
man's in the bar, none of the girls are invited.
No,
only the goons.
You can't be the bar with this band there. You know? You gotta have the girl I'm sipping on.
I don't think it was that planned. I don't think it was that thought through. Still,
he had to. You can't be the bar with no girl. Like, at least have a girl as a bartender. It's all right. No, I like it.
Yeah, man. And one thing, last thing I'll say about Rony also with just to piggyback on what you're saying, Gucci, pause. with Rony, he does that high energy shit, you know what I'm saying? So he'll always give you like something that you can listen to in the gym, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's consistent with the high energy vibes.
You know what that reminds me of? Meek Mill, like that.
Yeah,
the gym tracks.
Yeah. If you're listening to Rony while you're in the gym and you're like doing like your squats, or if you're doing some fucking sets of some bench presses or something like that, you get an extra 5 in there with this nigga yelling in your ear, fam. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. But yeah, man, big salute to Rony.
Yo, do you ever like interview all these like producers and like all these people?
We've interviewed the last producer I interviewed was,
and the videographers, like all these like creatives.
Producer I'll start with was Bavaro Beats. And that was about 2 months ago. He does a lot of beats for Northside Benji and like a bunch of guys, like pretty much everybody.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I'm forgetting the video. Well, we've had Macadelic in here like twice in the last couple of months. Macadelic does mad videos, but there's somebody else that we interview who does videos. I just can't remember because mad interviews. But salute to Rony. You know what I'm saying? Number 5 in the country this week. Big tune, yo. Number 4. Also, we love Hip Hop Alumni. The Crook. More than music. This is what's going on with The Crook right here. I heard this one already still.
Niggas keep talking how they gon' slide, how they gon' funny, just they never do it. Keep out of the country, post it online.
back on my line. They know this shit more than music. I put my trust in the unit. I had no money, this shit wasn't funny. Got work, I was dying to move it. Came up and I probably die if I lose it. These little niggas lying in music. They don't sell dope, it just rhyming in music. My little niggas dying to lose it. Let them act tough, baby, die, try and prove it. I came from the bottom, they don't know the half. I'm a lean, they ain't doing my math. Chasing this bag, they ain't on the same path. They get in the way, they get left in the past. I love for my gang, they ain't with the chat. Top of the whip, put a hole in his hat. He tried to run, put a hole in his back. He tried to run, but he fell in his pack. Eating my blood like an asthma attack. Said I ain't high enough to lack. Tied his knee, but he didn't get back. Tied his knee, but his friends in the pack. We get the low, punch that shit in the maps. Funny, cause they'll never do it. They always talking about shooting. Funny how them niggas losing. Niggas keep talking how they gon' slide. Funny, cause they never do it. He bought a gun just to...
Sorry, say again?
This is my favorite out of the three so far.
Is your
far.
Favorite so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Give a little air horn for right there. Yeah, man. Okay, so let's start with you, Destiny. Talk to us. What do you think of this tune right here on the video?
It's the cadence for me and the beat for me. I don't know. It just had a little bit.
That piano, that loop right there.
Yeah, I like the vibe a little bit more. I'd play it. I feel like I would want to download it.
Yeah. What about the video?
Oh, the video is cute. I like the park vibes.
Yeah.
What I like is you see the graphics. Whoever edited it, I like how they did that like cartoon. Yeah, that kind of thing. I like whoever edited the video still.
Yeah, those are some dope transitions right there. What about you, Gucci? What you think?
Nah, definitely. This is dope still. I like how the crook came on it. You know what I mean? Like, definitely showed me that, like, he could definitely spit. The beat's hard, you know what I mean?
Crazy. And
the visual is hard as well.
Yeah.
It can go on.
Yeah, man. Big salute to the crook, man. Just so far, one of my favorites this week as well. A lot of bars on this, you know what I mean? He's talking heavy. And to me, the crook is always consistently giving good material. You know what I'm saying? He's one of my favorite rappers in this Toronto hip-hop scene right here. But let's get to the top three right here. Number three, Bucks in the Cut featuring Private Name, Private Number, Hall Pass. Salute the Bucks Ballin', aka Bucks. Bucks a Million.
Outside is hot, fam. Yo, taking this shit off, fam. Real talk. Outside is hot.
Up the balls on a birdie. Outside is hot, just heard a shot, now I'm hearing the cops. Need a hot pass just to walk on my block. I just got to drop on the op. Fuck getting locked, I'm not getting caught. Just like a pill, you get them popped. Emergency, that is where you get them brought. Or even worse, you get put in a box. Outside is hot, just heard a shot, now I'm hearing the cops. Need a hot pass just to walk on my block. I just got to drop on the op. Fuck getting locked, I'm not getting caught. Just like a pill, you get them popped. Emergency, that is where you get them brought. Or even worse, you get put in a box.
Stop with the talk. You need a pass just to walk on the block. I got the drip, so just hand me a mop. Caution, wet floor. Sliding, we ride on the op. Climb at the top. Spending these records, they fly when I shop. You got no money, don't lie what you bought. Wear what you got. Bust on the chain, then we ice on the lock. Come to my trap, make a million. I need a billion, maybe a trillion. Shorty be looking, I know she be feeling them. Addicted to fashion, we killing them. You make the block hot. Knock on the door, it's a wop, wop. Scared of the phone, we don't talk a lot. Look down the whip at the chop shop. Light drop.
Outside is hot, just heard a shot, now I'm hearing the cops. Need a hot pass just to walk on my block.
Okay. What you think of this, Bethany?
I'll be honest. I can't.
Be honest.
100%.
Yeah, no, we could be honest around here.
I can't. The first guy, I can't. I can't do it. But the second guy, I feel like, redeems the song. Even though I just, the whole towel in the face thing, it's just whatever. But he, I feel like I can deal with his voice. I feel like he saved the song.
Yeah, okay.
In my opinion, no disrespect. I love his creative expression. But just for my personal, I can't do the high.
Yeah, and let me, not to interrupt you, but when it comes to these top six music videos, especially when we have special guests and different, like people outside of our regular panel, like, people are honest and a lot. We don't like everything around here.
No, but I'm on a public platform. I would never want, everybody doing their creative expression. Like I'm not into that. Like,
yeah, you know, we don't have to.
I'm somebody. Yes. If I don't like something, I just don't subscribe. So you're asking me to be honest, and I don't want whoever. Which name is he?
Bucks in the Cut.
Bucks in the Cut. To feel like I'm trying to dog his creative expression when, you know, I'm not. You know, I'm a creative just personally from like a sound thing. Like,
not your cup of tea.
No pun intended.
See what I did right there?
So old. So old.
Gucci, what you think?
Yo, say a word. This made the video count now. But no, I
Bucks are you balling, yo.
But yo, honestly, yo, she keeps it 100, and I agree with her. I'll say the same thing. Like, yo, honestly, Buck, like, I don't know on his part, but my boy, he kind of saved private the track. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, Private Number saved the track, whatever the case is. But yeah, that's what I have to say.
Yeah, man.
No disrespect to the Young King still, yeah. Because...
Keep going still, you know what I mean? It has a little bop to it, but it's this...
He's out here, has a whole video. You know what I'm saying? There's mans rapping that'll never have a video. So gone for him. Good for him. He put his money together and came out with a body of work.
That might be some of Drizzy's money. I don't know if you ever seen Drizzy gave him a bag or something like that. He paid off his college. Or I don't remember what the fuck he did.
Well, how much money did he give him? Don't give him all the credit now. Like, this man ain't here. I heard him in the ethers being like, what do you mean? Like, he's here working, making his money, you know?
I'm sure he's come up since that. What was it? I don't remember what it was, but he was on Instagram and he was like, yo, Drake, yo, fam. I think I'm hurting right now.
No!
He didn't say that. But then Drake hit him up with some money. He's like, he was flashing the money. He was like, yo, Drake gave me some money, fam. Yo, it's up. I just got a new chain. I got a new shoe. I was like, yo, it's up for you, bro. It's stuck. Keep it there.
Was it Kungwan, man?
Was it a student loan he had to pay off his debts or something? I think because he always shows off like $5 bills and some.
It looks like
$10
a lot.
And he's always showing off a lot of fives. And a lot of people always go at him, but he doesn't care. He just goes on social media and does him. And like, obviously, like, some people are going to take your shit and make fun of you or like, you know, post it for people to make fun of you. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. And then Drake reached out to him and said, you know what? Like, I'm going to help you.
See this nigga on his timeline every day, fam. He doesn't even have to follow this nigga to see him on his timeline, bro. He's posted on Keep Six somewhere else on our shit.
Because everybody finds him funny. Like, you know, like he just him, whatever. But shout out to Bucks, though. You know what I mean?
He told him at the basketball court. Yeah. Look out for my music, fam. I'm dropping soon, fam. Yeah.
Right, you made it on the list. What do you mean?
You're on number three, fam. You're here, bro.
At number three.
You know what I'm saying? We love
Wait a minute. Pop. So he was ahead of...
Yo, just chill.
Wait.
Just chill.
It doesn't stop.
Number two.
Gucci, I'm new here. What's happening? You know what's going on.
Yo, just relax. Just relax. Number two.
Did you do this with him?
No. Okay. It's all me, yo. Come again. Y'all can come for me, yo. I could take it. Number two, Doobie. So high.
What? This wasn't number one?
Yo, just chill, brother. I have a nice number one for y'all.
Okay.
It's cool now.
This is my track and video.
I know. You played out the intro.
Heady One and Drake have a really good song together.
Oh, Lord. I'm having too much fun.
Yo.
Let's go, Doobie.
It was blood right from that door, so a nigga turn right to the violence. Uh-huh. Put a switch on the back of the Glock. Who hit the fastest? Told me not to do it, but I ran them knots. See, I was trapping, bullets hit me. Brody collecting hits.
Could you play this
like,
longer?
Don't you do that shit no more. What if they lose a nigga? I get in my feelings, calm out. Like, hold up, feel that vehicle. It gets hard to love up in these streets. Yeah, it gets hard to trust up in these streets. I ain't trust no.
It gets hard to trust up in these streets. I ain't trust no.
Different flow right here.
It's conscious. Two Percocet, hold me a deuce. Still a nigga can't feel right. Outside, had nothing to do. Tryna hit me a lick. We had extendo all in the crib. Wanna be a boss and take that risk. Bugs be under the fridge. All this dope gotta do the dishes. I keep some high shit, my mama pop. Tell me some calls. Stack them bills, dimes, and nickels. Don't let me that fiend that dog.
Okay.
Run to that meal ticket. What do you have, what you in it for?
Talk to them. Now he goes in. What? Talk to them, doobie.
Get that call, we shake some. Pop out, shoot out, play off. Forever we spend no days off. All these drugs got locked up. I pray I don't nod up. I was feeling lost. I didn't even eat a lot. I had to make a lot. I ain't wanna take no loss. So high. Your life a lullaby. Set me free.
Dude's going in. Holy, bro. Jesus Christ, dude.
Look at the numbers. How you really feel, fam? Look at the numbers compared to the
Yeah, because that's a big track still. And it's the only song that actually talked about anything substantial. And it was so Toronto. It was just so Toronto. I love that. I would run that in my car still.
Yeah, for that.
For sure.
That's that reaction what is that Doobie gives.
Jeez.
McCann.
So high. My Doobie
so high.
Doobie. So high.
This gonna hit a mil.
Yeah, I would.
This gonna hit a mil because this is 220K in 5 days?
On the 7th.
Yeah, this is 5 days.
Oh, that's a fantastic track. I love that.
Yeah, man. He might got one with this one right here. Because Doobie consistently puts out like bangers.
Yeah.
And they always do the numbers or whatever, whatever. Yeah.
But this one's different.
This
one hits different.
And a lot of times people say with Doobie, like sometimes he's not as coherent and people have been complaining sometimes. Here he took a different approach where like he's very
they said that about rapping. Little Baby too, and look at him now.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Like you can hear what
they tried
he's
to
talking
tell him
about.
To speak clear, and he just was like, fuck you, and just
He's like our little baby over here.
He is. But
yeah, the song was deep, so I like it. And it had a nice vibe. It was nice. It felt good.
Yeah
man. And salute to King B on the videos, consistently working with King B.
King B, is that a big producer right now? Or what?
Well, he's a videographer. Toronto. He's a big Toronto. Like he does a lot of Doobie's videos and a few other guys, but consistently he does Doobie's videos. Yeah. And over the years that we've been watching them, they've always been fire, but they've consistently been progressing.
Yeah.
So salute to King B on these videos.
More than
as well.
Huss and what's the other one?
I don't want to put like anybody more.
He's
than
like the up and coming producer in the city. I don't know. He's been around forever.
He's been around. I won't say forever, but I'll definitely say that King B is one of the top three music video or videography guys out here. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely. And from working with Doobie, he's got bare views on the videos that he's making.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
So yeah, salute to Doobie on this track right
here. I love this track. I could always just play this track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big, big fucking
It was
tune.
Nice. I like it too, so.
Yeah, man. Number
that was
two.
A good two.
Yeah, number two.
Something happened with the other one.
Don't worry, but number one.
All right.
Where's my sound effect?
Drum roll.
One Oz. Not five, not four, not three, not two, but one Oz.
Houdini and Tory Lanez. Here it goes. R.I.P. Houdini, yo. Let's see what's going on. And this is a video that they didn't have to clip stuff together, so I rated it. Like, they had this in the vault.
Hello?
I can't hear you, Lisa.
You love hip-hop.
What's up? No, I'm just recording.
They put the racks on the cat up in Cali. If she bring it back, I ain't doing the dash. Put up a hassle, just trying to be mad at me. I can survive, it's just part of the plan. You know I'm ballin' like I'm at the mad at me. In front of the haters, in front of the fans. She giving me brain like my place in the academy.
If you need a tape, then I needed a van.
I've been in the trap, but the buzz, they be calling.
Man, I could've lied, I might do it again.
Wait, you remember them niggas that died?
I'm
looking right through him at Cartier Lane. No round of applause, a nigga get clapped. Thinking of ways to get to the back. If I'm in the race, I ain't coming last. If he in my way, then he getting past. She a little hoe, she fuck for the bag. Corner road, he on your ass. Wrist looking like glass. More than a brick, more than a shot. Breaking the peace and I'm crushing the past. Used to wear the same beat every day in the trap. Used to sell the same bean every day for a bag. On the north of the gym when we keeping them strapped. Here it go, I wanna blow. I wanna know what I'm meant to do. He took a L and that's how I go. He gonna win, ain't tryna lose. I'm in the field like I learned in the pro. Say he a shooter, ain't that even true. You super cappy, ain't telling the truth. 2-3 in FM, make a nigga go poop. Here it go, I wanna blow. I wanna know what I'm meant to do. He took a L and that's how I go. He gonna win, ain't tryna lose. I'm in the field like I learned in the pro. Say he a shooter, ain't that even true. You super cappy, ain't telling the truth. 2-3 in FM, make a nigga go poop. She wanna go, she wanna take it all over the globe. Shooters moving like it's Call of Duty, cause they going crazy with the scopes. I'm on the road. Anybody fucking with me, you know they getting Peter Rowe. Niggas didn't see me in Houdini, you popping up all the bitches on low. Cause that was my brody, you niggas dissing off the Crowder. You know that I'm clutching the foe. 67, my bitch off the 40. I'm 5-1 denim, you know that I got it. I'm not a banker to none of my ops, but I promise them niggas gon' owe me deposits. He go to tripping and chill, check him. Say he ain't loaded, but still check. Houdini, my brother, my real brethren. I know he watching the stunning from heaven. All of my watches, they busting in heaven. Ain't nobody finna run up, I'm stepping. Bitch, I'm in charge. 107K large, you know I gave 10 to the reverend. All of the shootings and robberies we do inside of my home, my niggas need repentance. Can't buy no Cuban, bust down with no.
What'd you think of this, Destiny?
I liked 1 and 2 for sure. I liked 1 and 2 for sure. I like the tracks too. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna lie. Mm-hmm. 1 and 2, and then 4 would have been 3 for me. And then
what's your favorite?
5 would have been 4, and then. Yeah, 3 would have been 5.
So which one's your favorite?
I recreated the list.
What's your favorite on the list?
It'd be between 1 and 2, to be honest.
You have to pick one, though.
I don't have to do nothing. I like those two. This guy didn't even list. This guy didn't even put the songs in the list properly, but I've got to pick. No, I like 1 and 2. Those are my faves.
For me, it's number 2.
Number 2 is your favorite?
That one.
Yeah, we ain't gonna get into Friday Ricky Dread.
It's already downloaded to his phone. Yeah, he's
yeah, man. And listen, Houdini doing his thing still from up above. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to Houdini. Condolences to his family. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that they have more in the vault. So, you know, I'm glad to see that they still have some videos where he's in the videos performing the song. You know what I'm saying? A couple more things I want to get to before we get out of here tonight. Let's grab my water. Lamar Odom versus Fake Drake.
Oh my gosh.
It's too late for this shit.
Lamar Odom versus Fake Drake.
Oh, one thing quick. On some more serious notes here. Speaking of Houdini and you know, the Northside Jane guys and all that. Jane Neat apparently is locked up via YG's Instagram stories. He posted like free Jane Neat.
Yeah.
So, that's all I got right now. I don't know what the reason is. I don't have any inside information or I haven't been able to do any research yet, but that's just like a quick announcement for like the people out there who are Jay Neat fans. You know what I'm saying? And we'll definitely keep you updated. But Lamar Odom versus Fake Drake in a celebrity boxing match. Now, this is a low vibration story.
Low vibration.
Okay.
I know you're trying to keep it up as high as it can go.
No. I'm going right there. I'm going right there into the ground with it. Okay. Listen.
All right, let's go.
Fake Drake guy, he's been like a, what's the word that I'm looking for? He's like a parasite, right? Like he's like a gnat on Drizzy Drake and them. Like, cause like he'll pop up. And he's been around for like the last year, I guess, almost now. He's been able to run this 15 minutes for a fucking long time, bro.
Yeah, he's and stretching it.
It's funny that even we played a song with Tory Lanez was featured on. Because Tory Lanez is Tory Lanez' fault. I don't know if you guys know this. He had a picture with Tory Lanez in the club way back.
Oh, no. So it validated for people.
Yes. And everybody was like, is that Drake?
Yeah.
And from there, he never stopped.
So they saying Tory Lanez hyped him up and say, oh, there's Drake in the house.
Listen, Tory.
And so I recorded it.
I'm not trying to put it on you, fam, but you did take the picture with the guy, bro. But listen.
And he put it on his story, too.
He validated. See, Destiny said he validated. Right? But the last thing that he did was he challenged Drake to a fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He said, if Drake wins, I'll change my name.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like just change your name anyway, fam. And if he wins, you got to sign him to OVO and give him $1 million. Okay. Drake didn't say no. He didn't say anything. He just went about his business, did whatever Drake does. But Lamar Odom decided, hold my beer. I got this, nigga. And if you don't know who Lamar Odom is,
he's on College Hill right now.
He is. Oh yeah. See, you know some low vibration shit.
Of course. I ain't on no high horse, okay, but I do have some like
oh, man.
Compass. But yeah, he's on. He's a mess on that show.
Is he?
Yeah.
You may know
he Lamar went through Odom. Some kind of like. He said he went through some kind of like head trauma. He got sick. Something happened. Like
it's crack.
That's what I'm assuming, right? Just severe, like his head's kind of fried still.
Mm.
Like it's kind of sad to see. Like,
well, let's give Lamar a little love right here, and
because he's on TV right now, just you know.
So he said
that this fake lookalike want to fight my man Drake.
He's about
Swagger Jacket dude.
Oh, no.
But my man don't really get his hands dirty. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to step in the way, and I'm going to take that fight.
No.
Get the contract. Bring it right to you. Lay you that right down. Hold him out.
Hold him out.
But the funniest part is like, the likelihood that he would even show up to the fight is low. Like,
it's he's happening.
Not really. Right then, I'm the second coming. Oh, my God.
He's training now.
I can't wait. Get along.
Quick.
You know that's the song thing, right? He said he spent his show money on his OVO chain. He didn't even get a free one. Oh, and he called Tory out on the tune. Are you okay? Bless you.
Thanks.
Destiny, you gonna download that new Freak song when it drops?
No. This whole thing is weird. Whole thing.
It's going down October.
Nothing's going down.
It's this happening.
A marketing.
Yeah.
Anybody who has a marketing brain could go out and take any human being and do something like this.
Listen, it only takes a couple of G's to get these niggas in the ring. Both of them. Give them two stacks each. They're in there. The nigga just fought Aaron fucking Carter the other day. For barely anything, embarrassed himself on TV.
There's no way.
Knocked the shit out of Aaron Carter.
There's no way Drake would let people see him fight.
Not Drake. Freak Drake. He's going to fight Lamar Odom in October, fam. I don't remember the exact date, but it's in October. There's a date set.
Yeah.
They're going to do it.
All right. I guess they are. Well, I guess we'll...
But it's not fair, though, because Odom's like 6'10". He's probably like 5'10".
So same thing with Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter was like, remember Aaron
Carter?
Yeah,
Aaron Carter is huge.
No, he's not. He's like,
isn't he tall?
I think he's, but he's like,
or is it Justin Timberlake who's
Justin
tall?
Justin Timberlake's tall.
Oh,
who made me start doing an Aaron Carter? I don't want that in my Google history.
Yeah, yeah. But,
you know what I'm saying? But Aaron Carter was like a string bean compared to Lamar Odom.
Mm-hmm.
He manhandled that youth all over the ring. I watched the little clips of those on Instagram of him knocking out Aaron Carter. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, this is some stupid shit that may happen. You know what I'm saying? We see stupider shit every day.
I know why he's doing it for more clout, but fuck, whatever.
Lamar Odom needs more crack. Okay, speaking of crack, Hunter Biden caught smoking crack on video. So for the people who don't know who Hunter Biden is, it's the son of the president of the United States,
yeah.
Joe Biden. Okay. He was caught on video with some hookers having a good old time. And I'll play for you right now.
More videos of Hunter Biden's antics have come to light. Many of them are simply too obscene to play here or even to describe.
And this is courtesy
this guy, for
of
reasons
Sky
I'll
News
never understand,
Australia.
Films himself doing the creepiest things, including arguing with a woman about the size of his crack stash.
Mm-mm.
No, I just weighed out the bag. It's 2.06.
Oh, no.
2.07 without the bag.
Man got the shot.
According to Joe Biden, that's the smartest man he knows. Is he really?
Okay, so I'm going to stop there. The son of the president of the United States, the president who, you know, has a history of from back in the days having like the super heavy drug laws and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? His son is caught not only smoking crack, but arguing about the weight of the amount of what they got. One, how do y'all feel about this before I ask any questions? How do you feel about this, Destiny?
I have no comment.
You are, does it get you angry?
My mind's not even there. I'm just like, yo, you have a whole news section and these were the clips?
This is what's going on right now. This is like not only trending news, but like, this is like a major thing.
It's not even major. I've been known these people were crackheads. Everybody been known these people are crackheads.
Yeah, but like
they're crackheads. So what?
His dad is the leader of the quote unquote free world, as they say.
Yeah, but we knew they were crackheads. Why is this isn't shocking? This is just now on the news, but everybody knew these people were sadists, crackheads. Like, we knew these people were mentally ill, you know, that's why we have all these systematic problems in society, because the mentally ill have been leading us. I'm just thinking, like, out of all the news, right? Like, out of all the news, I'm just that type of person, right? I'd be sitting here and I just read for you, right? And then you go on with your show and then I see you, like, you picked certain artists and that was cool. Now you're picking certain news. And I notice, like, with the news, I'm just thinking, it's out of all the things that caught your attention, it was these things. I'm just preying that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen.
Because that's how my brain functions, right? He's just telling me to talk. So I'm just going to tell what's on my mind because that's what I'm thinking. I ain't thinking nothing about these crackheads. I've been knowing these people are crackheads. The Queen, Dutty John Crow.
Yeah, but now there's
John Crow.
There's like literally footage now exposing this guy's thing. Like, first of all, the amount that he had, that's arrestable. So shouldn't he get arrested for having like fucking 20 grams of fucking crack?
No, he should be arrested.
Into the mic.
He should be arrested for his heinous crimes. Their family should be arrested for their heinous crimes on humanity. That is what? They're crack. Who cares? They're smoking crack. So what? It just shows how hypocritical and the karma of it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fucking karma of it all. So I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. All these fools are junkies and crackheads and devil's whores.
I think it's karmic.
It's super karmic. They're the most karmic. And they've been leading our free world because we refuse to empower ourselves or haven't empowered. We had to do all this healing to empower ourselves to essentially take ownership.
Yeah.
This is temporary, but we do have to acknowledge that our governments and shit are a reflection of us as a general collective.
Well, gotta remember, people voted him in.
That's what I'm trying to say, right?
And also, even like with him, with being the guy who is also has always been this very tough on drugs kind of like politician, for like that to be full circle, where somebody in his own family is not just like has like a little bit of a drug problem. It's obvious this guy has a heavy drug problem.
Yeah, but he has a drug problem because his daddy does.
Mm.
They're all junkies. It's not just, oh,
do you think Biden smoking
they're
or
all
sniffing
junkies,
or doing something
fam.
Type of thing?
They're all junkies, man.
And Kamala Harris
but they,
and all that.
They get prescriptions and they get private doctors.
Yeah.
And they get, you know, uncut shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
prestigious and there's private jets involved and it's all whole different, but it's still. They have drug dealers. They get high.
No, like Michael Jackson had like a doctor that was like giving him like mad sleeping pills and things that would just like put a horse to sleep type of shit. You know what I'm saying? These are drugs, but like
ketamine.
He's rich. He could just, you know, nobody's saying
nothing.
You get
private doctors, right? And you pay for all of that shit. So they become like your drug dealer. You know?
But here's the fucked up part, right? If we had any of those amounts of those types of things in our house, we're going to jail for that.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? This man has 20.7 grams of crack. Somebody has to go to jail for this, fam. This is what I'm thinking. Like, we've seen this now in our face. Like, we're all able to watch it on YouTube.
Wasn't it?
So what? He goes to jail.
2 grams?
His dad's
20.7.
So what, though? He goes to jail. So what? Mm-hmm. And then what? The real, it doesn't really matter. It's not the real story. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but at least it would be the same.
Was his son ever in a position to follow in his father's footsteps? Is he in politics? I don't know. Or is he just his like crackhead son who just got caught slipping in the media's fucking with him or some shit?
Okay, there's another level to this also before we get off this. There's people who are around this guy's family all the time because he's the fucking president. Like, he doesn't only get the service of the Secret Service. His whole family does. So while these guys are in the fucking room arguing about whatever their fucking crack count is, there's probably Secret Service seen this the whole time or outside the door or whatever, took them to their dealer. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is exposing a lot of levels of things that are going on behind the scenes that we already knew was happening, but now we're getting to see it in our face again. Because remember, we've seen this already.
Uh-huh.
Doug Ford. Remember, he had the video of him with that the man.
Guy, I know there's so many people I know who have witnessed that guy fucking do dope or pick up some kind of drugs. Like, yeah, he was out there.
But that was on the low. Until
it was on the low.
No, like people I felt like in the hood.
Very public knowledge. I mean,
it wasn't on Instagram. It wasn't on
this guy was buying people booze in the LCBO and shit, like in the line. So he wouldn't pay for his. You just walk with his and then buy. Like, he was doing weird shit.
But remember, this is pre-Instagram being a thing like that, right? If Instagram was as popular, like let's say if this was 2018 and Doug Ford was alive going crazy on the pipe.
Uh-huh.
He'd be on the gram every day, fam. They'd be trying to hit him up on 6buzz, keep 6solid somewhere. I'd be reposting his crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he got to go a little bit under the radar, RIP to him. But when they finally got that video of him and demand them, remember, it had to be like a covert thing. Like, we have the rest of the video and we'll get, remember, we'll pay us this amount for the rest of the, like, it was a thing. Like, it wasn't like, oh, you could just grab him with your phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Different from that, this nigga filmed himself.
Yeah, that's.
Anyhow, fuck all these motherfuckers. There's no salutes to give to anybody. This, I have no salutes for you. Last thing here, and it's, I'm gonna put this in our mod thing of the week. Like, where's the mod thing of the week? Fucking thing.
Mod thing, thinking of mod thing.
Orlando Brown.
Oh my.
We keep on going lower and lower in the vibration.
When was the last time you watched 106 in Park?
Last time it was hot.
Was the last time you watched 106 in Park?
Last time it was hot.
What's the weather today, y'all?
When Lil Bow Wow was on there.
You got a problem with Lil Bow Wow?
I ain't got a problem with Lil Bow Wow. Lil Bow Wow got some bomb ass pussy.
Why does this guy keep on coming back? How does he get interviews? You know who Orlando Brown is? You may know him from some shows, such shows as Destiny has no words.
I'm tired now. Yeah.
Okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Destiny.
Yes. Queen thank Cup. You for having me. You know, I love Toronto and I love hip hop, and I feel like, you know, I feel like I helped you today.
I enjoyed the reading that we had here.
And it was nice to meet you, Gucci.
Thank you. Nice being you.
You have beautiful. A nice aura. You know, and I think you balance him out. Don't take him so seriously, you know.
But yeah, salute to you for coming through.
Thank you.
Give the people me. Your social medias, all right. That good stuff.
So I'm Queen Cup on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I do spiritual tarot readings. And I'm Queen Cup Miss Sweetie on Instagram. And you can check me out on Patreon / Queen Cup for daily weekly content. That's membership, private membership only. And oh yeah, of course, Smudge A Lot.
Yes.
At smudgealot.com.
And that's the company that what else do you have under it's the Smudge A Lot?
It's just the import export business.
No, but like what other products can you find?
frankincense, myrrh resin. We sell kits with the burners, and you can also get essential oil. And I sell the essential oil bracelet kits.
Okay.
With sustainably sourced semi-precious stones.
Dope.
Yes.
Thank you. Gucci, give the people your social medias.
You can find me on my personal page, Gucci416. You can find me on my business page, ClearStar Studio 6. And shout out to the supporters. And make sure you guys go check out Queen Cup on our YouTube channel. She's very dope. She keeps it 100. And she's beautiful too. Shout out to everybody that's supporting us. Yeah, you know,
yes,
man. It's your boy,
everyone.
Gucci Gang.
That was a great exit.
Dope episode here. An interesting episode. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody's getting paid.
Thank you for the reading, yo.
Thank you for receiving it so openly. Like,
listen, I'm going to take it in. I'm going to absorb it.
Because I know your cold, hard ass didn't want to necessarily, but you really just were open. And I feel you were way more open than last time. Last time you were open, but I just still felt, you know, but this time I feel like you were really open. So be more open. There's so much more. You're only at the 8. You can get to the 10. Oh, were we still recording?
We're still recording.
Oh,
we're still recording.
Sorry, I thought we were done. I was just going off on this guy, but it's okay.
Hit me up on my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dread, that's TRED. Everything else, We Love Hip Hop related, welovehiphop.ca. And if y'all want to book some time to get some beautifully sounding podcast like this or some events, Visionary Arts Center on Instagram. We off this.
Lucky for y'all, we don't do civilians. You say I changed, I say that I'm millions. I did. The toughest actor follows back on tour, off road, made back, Pyrex, Trap, Virgil came back through.